So, what is it? Forgive and forget? That's how it's supposed to go, right? Well, I forgive you. I forgive you. But I don't have such an easy time forgetting what you did or what you didn't do, what you said or how you made me feel. Actually, I cannot forget how you made me feel. That is so difficult. And recently, I've had to be re-talking about things that have happened to me. And I think like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday were the first days in my life in the shortest term that I can remember feeling so free and so happy. And I mean, I woke up with energy. And I didn't realize what this thing called depression could do to you. I mean, even if you think you're dealing with it. But there's something that goes to be said with forgiving and forgetting. Forgiving can actually be difficult, but you come to it, right? Because you need to, you work with the person, you see the person at church all the time, or they're your neighbor or they're your spouse, so you have to forgive. Like, that kind of has to happen, but the forgetting doesn't. So in my recent experiences, talking about it and letting it out, even though it's bringing up the memory and making me work through it and bringing it up, I'm slowly forgetting. I'm forgetting what it felt like. I'm forgetting what was said. I'm forgetting that it even happened. And oh my gosh, it's the most freeing experience of my life. And so I think about that in the world today because, you know, God was crucified in the most brutal way known to man. I mean, there is no other brutality like it. And if you read the scientific version of it, it will just make you cry. How can you forgive that happened to our Savior? How can you forgive those people? How can we forgive the person who flips us off on the way to the road or the person who bombed the Twin Towers? How do you forgive Trump for doing what he's doing? God asks us to. And then he asks us to forget. And, well, forgiving becomes a part of forgetting. And it's not like you forgot that it happened, but you let that power over your heart go. And it no longer holds on to you. There's so much nasty in this world today. And there's so much nasty that's happened to us in our lives. And there's so much nasty that happened to Jesus. And he did. He forgave us. He forgave those people specifically on that day. But we were reminded constantly, why we take the supper? And it was like what I'm experiencing right now, where I have to talk about it and get through it and talk about it and talk about it, talk about it, to where it doesn't hold this burden over me. And so I think that's what God calls us to do, is he calls us to talk about it with each other. And then we've forgotten why we were mad about it. This Colossians 3 really kind of spoke to me. And I think if you can change it to what you're thinking about today, thinking about race, thinking about sex, thinking about political powers, it really holds a lot of bearing. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be holy people, He loves you. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Well, I'm thankful for what God did for us, and I'm thankful he forgave me, and I'm thankful that he's helped me have this peace and passion about me that we can keep remembering the sacrifice he made, bigger than anything that you could possibly sacrifice. Join me in this meal.